The Lady from Nowhere by Fergus Hume. Chapter 1. The Tragedy of the Strange Room. On the night of July 24th, in the year 1896, between the hours of 11 and 12, Grangebury, a little-known suburb of London, was wrapped in slumber, as became a respectable neighborhood whose inhabitants retired regularly shortly after sunset. Not that they had done so on this particular night, for the unusual excitement of a lecture on Dickens, delivered in the tiny town hall, had kept them from their beds later than was customary. At 11:15, a stream of instructed pleasure-seekers, discussing lecturer and lecturer, filled the narrow streets. But gradually the crowd diminished until highways and byways were left deserted, save by watchful policemen and vagrant cats. The lamps were then extinguished by order of an economical municipality. The few lights still twinkling from the upper windows of various homes disappeared, and the little town lay under moon and stars as silent and almost as lonely as the spellbound cities in Eastern fables. Every now and then the footsteps of policemen marking their rounds could be heard echoing along the streets, and sometimes an official lantern would be flashed into dark corners to search out possible burglars or homeless beggars. But no thieves or vagabonds could be discovered, for, on the whole, Grangebury, being a comparatively new suburb, was free from such criminal pests, and the police force there, under the command of Mr. Inspector Lackland, had a very easy time. There was nothing on this night to indicate any ending to this Arcadian age of security and innocence. Yet, shortly after 11 o'clock, a yawning policeman, leaning against a convenient wall, heard a word cried aloud which told him of crime and danger. The word was, "Murder." "Murder," repeated the constable, looking up and down the street. "Murder," shrieked the voice again, and then there came the sound of running feet, cries for help, and the quick panting of an exhausted creature. Before the policeman could decide in which direction to move, a disheveled woman, screaming and gesticulating, came at full speed round the corner and almost fell into his arms. Her face was pearly white in the moonlight. Her eyes were filled with terror, and an almost continuous cry issued from her open mouth without any motion of the lips. "Ear! Ear! What's this?" said the policeman, seizing the flying creature by the arm. "What do you mean, screeching out murder like a lunatic? Come now!" Trembling violently, the woman grappled with the policeman, shrieking the while, and evidently beside herself with terror. Not being gifted with brains, the officer of the law shook her vigorously to brighten her intellect, and she wavered limply in his grasp like a dummy figure. "Murder," she whimpered, clawing and clutching at the man. "Lord, it's awful! Oh, ugh, I've seen her dead!"
"Seen who dead?" demanded the policeman.
"My lodger, dead, strangled. Oh, oh," cried the woman, breathlessly raising her voice higher at each word. "A corpse in the yellow room, Paradise Row. Come and see, come and, oh, poor soul," and she fell to wringing her hands again, quivering and panting.
"Wait a bit," said the jack in office, bound by red tapeism. "The police station is just round the corner. Come up and see the inspector."
I, gasped the woman, hanging back. "Neither Tilda nor I laid a finger on her."
"Who said you did?" retorted the man suspiciously, and, for his own protection, he recited an official formula. "What you say now will be used in evidence against ye. Come up, I tell ye." And, grasping her arm, he hurried her fighting and crying round the near corner and into a red brick building, over the door of which was a lamp inscribed "Police Station." In a stuffy room, rendered almost unbearable by the heat of the flaring gas, two men were talking earnestly together, notwithstanding the lateness of the hour. The one in uniform was a burly, red-faced martinet, known in Grangebury as Inspector Lackland. He was too completely hemmed in by red tapism.